Welcome to Group 2's presentation. Our topic is theory and practice. Firstly, we introduce the definition of theory and practice linked with Article 2. What is curriculum theorizing? What are its implications for practice? Defining theory and practice. Theory is a thought, an idea about the way the world works that allows you to predict what will happen if you do something. According to the article we chose, it is evident that theory attempts to identify and describe, explain and predict. It may also prescribe or suggest desirable elements, relationships or outcomes. In this case, theorizing strives to enlarge vision to provide new possibilities and bring deeper understanding. A definition for practice. Practice can be seen as the implementation of lesson plans. Practice is conceived as the arena where desirable can become the possible. It is the implementation of the assumed theories to provide outcome and clearer understanding. Theory and practice complements each other like thinking and doing. We further explain curriculum. Curriculum is the study that is involved with what is taught in school, how it is taught, how what is taught is planned for, and how it is evaluated. Is the subject comprising a course of study in a school or college? It is designed to enhance and improve knowledge and also equip learners and teachers with skills that allows them to become lifelong learners. Curriculum is designed, implemented, disseminated, and evaluated. During this process, they are using theory and practice, which leads to us further explaining curriculum theorizing. Firstly, we explain theorizing. Theorizing is the activity preliminary to theory completion. Curriculum theorizing is categorized into three parts. There is structural theorizing, generic theorizing, substantive theorizing. This article, in further explaining theory, takes a look at the three theorizing methods. Structural theorizing focuses on identifying elements in curriculum and their interrelationships or on the structure or decision involved in curriculum planning. Planning for instructions must include explanation of purpose, design and organization of student activities to achieve the purpose, and evaluation of progress towards the purpose. It accumulates knowledge of time. The second one, generic theorizing, it presents perspectives that allow a conscious look at practices too often accepted unconsciously without question or awareness of the assumptions on which the practice is based. Then we have our last theorizing method, which is substantive theorizing, which does not address structural issues at all. We further take a look at the implications for practice. Implications for practice involve discussing what your findings might mean for individuals who work in your field of study. Think about what people do in your field. Implications like for practice also involve discussing how information from your study might be delivered to practitioners. Implications for practice further is very important to note that the path of influence does not flow only in one direction. Just as we believe that research on the integration of cognition and measurement should focus on youth-inspired strategic research, we believe that practical matters involving educational tools and materials, teacher education and professional development, education policies and public opinion and media coverage will influence the formulation of research questions that can further contribute to the development of a curriculum or of a cumulative knowledge base. Research focused on these arenas will enhance understanding of practical matters related to how students learn and how learning can best be measured in a variety of school subjects. I hope we've done our best in explaining theory and practice. That is it from us, Group 2.